Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father John Paul Forte. It is Ascension Sunday, and the readings are from Cycle C.
The feeling that we feel right now, people of God, that's called intimacy. God desires divine intimacy with all of us. And divine intimacy is like breathing. And every time you and I breathe, what happens? Biological functions happen. But if we truly, intentionally take a breath, what happens? Oxygen rises to our brains, and we begin to feel a certain calmness. Have you ever had anybody in your life say, Nancy, take a breath. Teresa, take a breath. Valerie, take a breath. And what do we usually do? We get a little bit like, why are you saying that to me? But when you and I take a deep breath, what happens? We begin to calm down. Shoulders go down, don't they, Kathleen? Shoulders go down. And we begin to focus. We begin to remember and realize that we are not alone. Today's Feast of the Ascension is not a feast of Jesus escaping from the world. Today's Feast of the Ascension is all about we have been taught, we have been catechized, and now He gives us His Spirit to be His real, true presence in the world. It's our turn to practice all of the things that He teaches us. Scripture is a great thing, but people of God, if Scripture stays on the page, is it helpful? If Scripture stays on the page, it is not helpful. If literature stays on the page, it's not helpful. If justice stays on the page, it's not helpful. These beautiful virtues and values are only helpful when they live, when they breathe. And that's what He's saying to us. I am leaving, but it's your turn to exercise the God-given gifts that we have all received, and nobody has been left out of the line. Now, sometimes, what do, people of God? We hide our light under a bushel basket. But thank God for community, right? Because community says, Alan, you got to take that bushel basket off you. Because you might be vintage, but you're still moving. God's Spirit moves us wherever we are in our lives. And that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. So oftentimes in the church we're afraid of the Spirit because why? It moves us into places where we don't always want to go. But if the first apostles would have stayed in that upper room, none of us would be sitting here because the message would not have been transmitted. And isn't that what institutes of higher education are all about, really? Not just high payments and getting all stressed out about tenure. Yes, these are realities. But higher education is ultimately about what, people of God? It's about freedom. Liberal arts are meant to do what? Liberate us. And if our studies aren't liberating us, there's a problem. There's a problem. And the Holy Spirit helps us to be liberated into the freedom of the truth that our God calls us to. And that's why He says, go into the whole world and teach and believe and catechize and change and inspire and forgive. And I'm gonna be with you. Life works a lot better in community, doesn't it? I can't remember how many students here when I was here said, oh, first year here, first week here, and you know, I crashed my bike into a rollerblader, and I'm ready to give up. Thank God people didn't give up. And I knew one person got hit by a car. And she still plays piano and violin, and her hair changes every color beautifully because she didn't give up. That's the Spirit in our midst. A Spirit that says, don't give up. Pause. Take a break. regroup and do what? Breathe. Because when we breathe, we remember that we are not alone, that God accompanies us. For 25 years, we've been breathing through different assignments, chosen and unchosen, different situations, the loss of dear people in our lives. You keep breathing because there's still stuff for us to do. And people of God, the world has to keep breathing no matter what the situation is. We have to keep breathing because that's how He stays alive. So here's the homework. You know, homework has still been going for 25 years for homilies. And here's the homework. The homework is breathe. But musicians and singers, you know that you can't really sing if you breathe from here, right? What happens? You get a sore throat. You got to breathe from your diaphragm. You got to breathe from inside. We have to breathe with the Spirit that is in us, that is upon us, that is around us. He leaves because He says, I'm going to send the Spirit on you to help you to do all the things that you need to do. So for the rest of this Mass, I want you to breathe. For the rest of this week, I want you to breathe. For the rest of your life, Davy boy, I want you to breathe. First of all, because it's a biological function, but it's deeper than that. We hear in the book of Genesis what? That the Spirit of God hovered over the water as breath. And our word Yahweh means what? Breath. And that breath is in us. And who are we to not allow that breath to inform every part of our being? Next week is the Feast of Pentecost. But the Spirit has already come upon us. Let it out. And the only way we let it out is by breathing. So people of God, breathe. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.